Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom on the program tonight. Ashok Gehlot today apologized to Sonia Gandhi and said that he will not run for Congress president, taking moral responsibility for the Rajasthan revolt. The Congress has said that Sonia Gandhi will decide in a day or two whether he'll remain chief minister. With his abject apology and an election next year, Ashok Gehlot may just hold on to his job despite the massive revolt that would not have been possible without his support. At least that's what many believe. More than 90 MLAs threatened mass resignation over reports that if Mr. Gehlot ran for Congress president, he would be replaced by his rival Sachin Pilot in Rajasthan. On the show tonight, the former finance minister and senior Congress leader Peter Dumbram. And later on the program, we'll be joined by Jairam Ramesh. But first, let me go straight across to Mr. Chidambaram. Sir, thanks very much for being with us. Now, Mr. Chidambaram, Ashok Gehlot has apologized to Sonia Gandhi today. He came out and said that he's apologized about what's happened in Rajasthan. Do you believe that that's good enough? Sir, I think you're on mute. Will you unmute yourself?
That's a matter between the Congress president and the Chief Minister of Rajasthan. I can't comment on what transpired in the conversation. But clearly, the situation in Rajasthan could have been handled better with greater finesse and greater understanding of each other's position. Anyway, if there was some unhappiness about the way the Rajasthan situation was handled, and Mr. Gehlot has expressed his regret over what has happened, the matter is closed.
Mr. Chidambaram, you know, you've worked and you've known Ashok Gehlot for several decades, I'm sure. Do you personally, as a very senior leader of the Congress, feel let down by the utterly unexpected events in Rajasthan?
Well, there were two observers from Delhi. It was their job to handle it in a manner that it doesn't create any unpleasantness on any side. Mm-hmm. Despite their best efforts, there was some unpleasantness or misunderstanding. I think that is regrettable. But knowing Ashok Gehlot, I think he's a staunch congressman and will always be loyal to the Congress party.
Now, Mr. Chidambaram, Mr. Gehlot has opted out of the race, as you know, to become Congress president. Do you believe that that is a solution to the present crisis for the Congress in Rajasthan?
Well, I think his decision to stay away from the Congress president's election seems to be final. Now, he is the chief minister of Rajasthan. And unless he steps down, there is no vacancy in the office of the chief minister. And whether he will step down, I can't say. But I see there is every possibility that he will remain as chief minister of Rajasthan and be held responsible for winning the state back for the Congress party.
Mr. Chidambaram, K.C. Venugopal has told reporters earlier today that the issue of Rajasthan, of the Rajasthan chief minister, will be settled in a day or two. Now, this was a fairly unexpected statement again, because does this mean that Mr. Gehlot might be replaced? Is that even a possibility?
No, I don't know whether he will be replaced or not. All I'm pointing out is that somebody has to remain in charge in Rajasthan and lead the party to an election which is barely 16 or 17 months away. And at the moment, it is Gehlot. I don't know what Mr. Venugopal meant when he said it will be decided in 2 days. Maybe the doubt that you've raised will be cleared in 2 days. But whoever is the chief minister of Rajasthan would have to lead the party into an election and do his best or her best to win the party, to win the state for the Congress party again. I mean, that's the primary task of the chief minister between now and the elections.
Yeah. What happens to Sachin Pilot in Rajasthan?
See, I don't know how many MLAs support Sachin Pilot. I think a candidate for chief minister must enjoy a significant number of MLAs supporting the candidates. I really don't know how many MLAs support him, but I think the bottom line is that anyone who aspires to be chief minister must have significant support. I'm not saying unanimous support or even overwhelming majority support, but there must be significant support in the Congress Legislature Party. But I think that is common sense.
And do you believe that given what we've seen in Rajasthan on Sunday, that Sachin Pilot does not enjoy that support?
I don't know. I honestly don't.
Is it your opinion that he doesn't enjoy support? I'm not asking you about what we've seen on Sunday. I'm asking you about your opinion. Do you believe that he lacks the requisite support in Rajasthan to become chief minister or to be considered for that post?
The same question in a different way. So it's the same answer. I don't know. You see, Congress MLAs can support two candidates. If A is the leader, we support him. If B is the leader, we support him. It is not an either-or choice. So I don't know how many MLAs support Mr. Pilot, but I'm stating a norm.
Yes.
That anyone who aspires to be chief minister or the leader of the legislature party must enjoy significant support within the legislature party.
What about the entire issue of discipline? Assuming for a moment that Ashok Gehlot does enjoy the support among MLAs, and on Sunday we saw that in terms of numbers was quite clearly the case. And yet there is this rebellion which the Congress leadership didn't expect, does not accept.
I don't know why you're calling it rebellion.
Dissent. Would that be a more convenient, would that be a better word?
Rebellion.
Disagreement,
is
dissent, or let's take away the word rebellion, all right? Disagreement.
MLAs express their views in a particular manner. Now, all right, there was another way to express their views. There was another way in which the observers could have ascertained their views. All right, something happened. And the leader of the legislature party, the chief minister, has expressed his regret. And there is a notice issued to two or three persons who perhaps encouraged the MLAs to express their views in a particular manner. But remember, it is the manner in which they expressed that is questionable.
Yes.
Not the views they expressed. They are entitled to express their views.
No, but so therefore, sir, my question was on indiscipline in the party. If the Congress is to continue backing Digvijay Singh, who, as Rajasthan Chief Minister, many would suggest would have known about the events over there, what is the message that sends to the rest of the party?
I don't think there are any larger messages. I have watched General Secretaries handle such situations for many, many years. In fact, I was closely watched Mr. Moopanar, the legendary General Secretary, handle maybe a dozen such situations in the past.
Okay.
There was a way in which the views of the MLAs could have been ascertained without leading to the so-called boycott of the CLP. But it didn't happen. The leader of the legislature party in Rajasthan has expressed regret. According to me, the matter stands closed.
Let's talk a little bit, sir, about the process of the election for the post of Congress President. Now, Digvijay Singh is a late entrant into this process. How would you respond to those who say that he's having to contest these elections because they needed to be a contest, not just Mr. Tharoor?
No, I don't agree. There was always going to be a contest. Please remember what I've been saying over the last several days. There will be a contest, and the candidate will be elected by the 9,000 odd delegates. The media is completely unfamiliar with contests because no other party has a contest. It's only the Congress party which has a contest. And there will be a contest, whether it will be Mr. Tharoor versus X or Mr. Tharoor versus Y, that's a secondary matter. There was always going to be a contest, and I welcome the contest. In fact, practically everybody has welcomed a democratic contest for the CP's election office.
Final question, sir. The word nominated was used very much in the context of Ashok Gehlot when he was meant to contest for the post of president. Now you've got Digvijay Singh and Shashi Tharoor. Shashi Tharoor quite clearly went to the Congress leadership and said, look, I want to contest, and they said, okay, please go ahead. So he wasn't nominated in that sense. Is Digvijay Singh somebody who's nominated, or do you disagree with the use of that word completely?
The word nominated has relevance only when the proposers nominate the candidate. Nobody has nominated anyone yet. Shashi Tharoor will be nominated by 10 proposers tomorrow. Whether Digvijay Singh files his nomination and who will propose his nomination, I don't know. We'll have to wait for another 12 hours or so. But believe me, there will be a contest. It will not be an uncontested election to the office of Congress President. There will be a contest, and the 9,000 odd delegates will vote. In fact, I welcome it. I welcomed it from day one, that whatever you may say about this is wrong, that is wrong, at least please acknowledge that the Congress Party is holding an election which no other party has done in living memory, including the BJP. Mr. J.P. Nadda's last election, I said in a column, I don't know who the returning officer was. Did he file a nomination? Did anyone file a nomination? Did he contest? He was still elected to J.P. Nadda was the president of the BJP. And I'm told, if you read today's newspapers, Mr. J.P. Nadda will get another term.
But that's within their rules. That's within their rules. It can be two terms.
Yeah, but who has to give them the second term? The delegates have to give him a second term.
No, it can be extended, apparently.
By whom? Extended
within their rules, that the president of the BJP can,
the rule, can,
so the election would be after, he can't contest beyond that. I mean, he can't be president beyond that.
I'm not saying he can. Who will give him that extended term? Which is the authority in the BJP which gives that extended term? For example, if a governor is to be extended, the president has to extend him, okay. Correct? Who will extend Mr. Nadda's term? It's some nameless, faceless body.
All right. Well, sir, let's see what happens in the Congress elections, and let's see if there is a leader after a long time who's a non-Gandhi, and whether that makes a difference in the way the party is run.
Let me close.
Sure.
There will be a contest. There will be a president elected, and the president in the circumstances will obviously be a non-Gandhi.
All right, sir. Thanks very much for joining us. Breaking news coming in. We've got Sachin Pilot speaking right now. Let's listen in.
आने वाली रणनीति बनानी है उस पर विस्तार से चर्चा हम लोगों ने करी है हमारे एआईसीसी के जो नेता हैं और कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट से उनसे हमने खूब मिलकर अपनी बातों को रखा है अपने मामला पहुंचाया है और राजस्थान के संदर्भ में मैं समझता हूं सकारात्मक जो निर्णय लेने होंगे वो कांग्रेस पार्टी कैसे लेंगे
मुख्यमंत्री कौन होगा मुख्यमंत्री कौन रहेगा
सचिन
So Sachin Pilot, I think he's just emerged from a meeting with Sonia Gandhi, says that he will continue to work in the interests of Rajasthan. That is the focus, that is his focus. But to that very important question of what about the entire issue of Chief Minister, there's no doubt about the fact that that's what he wants to be. He stated that as well in the past. He says that that's an issue that's going to be decided by the Congress leadership. Joining us now, Divya Mahipal Amadarna. She's an MLA from OSEAN in Rajasthan. We're also joined by Ashutosh. Divya, the very brief statement by Sachin Pilot over there, do you believe the issue of who's going to be Chief Minister is still undecided as we speak right now?
Yes, very much. You know, I heard the Chief Minister, Mr. Gehlot, briefing the media in the late evening afternoon, where he said when they questioned whether you're going to be the Chief Minister or not, and he very clearly categorically said that the call will be taken by the Congress president, and I leave it up to Congress president. Then we had Mr. K.C. Venugopal saying that in 1 or 2 days the decision will be taken. So I think it is whatever, whether it's going to be, whether Mr. Gehlot's going to continue, whether there's going to be a change of face. I think the top brass, it'll be a consensus. I'm sure the chief minister will be taken into confidence, whatever it is. But whatever is going to be the decision of the high command, I think all Congress loyalist workers and the legislators are going to abide by that.
All right. Ashutosh, you would have heard what Mr. Chidambaram had to say, that as far as he was concerned, by and large, the episode is over in Rajasthan. Is it? You're on mute, Ashutosh. Just unmute yourself.
What has to be said about it? I think the Congress has committed a blunder, and if Congress is willing to commit another blunder, then they can go and remove Ashok Gehlot from the post of chief ministership. I think this entire exercise today itself is a scripted exercise, and this is a scripted exercise for the simple reason so that the Congress president's authority could be restored little bit. But how much it has been restored, I do not know. And how much it has dented Congress party President Sonia Gandhi's image, that is has to be debated and discussed and assessed in future. But this has certainly damaged Congress party. This has certainly damaged Congress President Sonia Gandhi. And this has certainly damaged Ashok Gehlot person.
No, but Ashutosh, I haven't understood why you say it's played according to a script. You could say that the rebellion in Rajasthan followed a certain script. Perhaps Gehlot, you know, organized it or was aware of it. But how is the rest of this now part of a script? A script to what end?
See, a script for the simple reason, because of late, Ashok Gehlot has also realized, and other Congress leader has also realized, that whatever has happened in Rajasthan will certainly damage Congress party. And imagine a party president of any political party who is openly defied. If the president is openly defied, then where is the discipline in the party? In which direction the party will move? Either you remove Sonia Gandhi, and if you continue with Sonia Gandhi, then you have no other option than to restore his or her authority. I think that's what the Congress party is doing, because Ashok Gehlot also knows that he has achieved his goal. He didn't want to be the party president. I think he's not going to contest election, but he has to continue as a chief minister. But if the message is clear that Ashok Gehlot has defied Sonia Gandhi, then there will be episodes in Karnataka, in Himachal Pradesh, in other parts of
the... There's a possibility that he's defied her and has been successful. Because, I mean, again, and this, let me put this question across to Divya. I think this is a point that Mr. Chidambaram mentioned, and he was very careful in how he phrased it. But the key point was this, that the leader of Rajasthan, in terms of chief minister, has to be the person who's got the maximum support. Now, it's quite clear that Ashok Gehlot has that. There was this dissent, rebellion, call it what you want, which perhaps he instigated. Despite that, he still has the large numbers. So there is no proceeding of indiscipline against him foreseeable, or is there?
You know, let me, very good evening, and to start with, I will quote and give an example of 1998, where we scored 156 seats and a one-line resolution was passed. My grandfather was the leading face and he had the maximum number of MLAs. But that's not the decision. You know, the decision was a one-line resolution is passed always. And whatever in the interest of the party is decided by the Congress president, we abide by that. You know, the thing is that he might enjoy, he might not enjoy, I would not comment on that. Because most of the MLAs from that meeting have come out in the open and said that we are going to abide what the Congress president is going to say. Most of the MLAs were called back in a state of confusion when a parliamentary affairs minister and the chief whip calls them that please come to this another venue, we will all gather from here and then go for the CLP. So there was a state of confusion. You know, nobody is going to tell the high command that it has to be X or B or A, and we put a foot down for that. They will all abide by whatever the decision of the Congress high command is.
Okay.
But today,
okay, Divya,
I'd like
Divya,
to make
I'm just interrupting you. I'm just interrupting you because we've got Mr. Jairam Ramesh as well with us. I'd like to thank both of you for joining us. Mr. Ramesh, thanks for being with us. Do you believe disciplinary action will or should be taken against Mr. Gehlot?
I'm sitting in Gudalur near Uti, which is about maybe 1800 or 1900 kilometers from Delhi, and with poor connectivity, and I am hardly the person to be asked this question.
But do you believe that a message needs to be sent out, sir?
Well, the message that is going out in the Congress is that of the Bharat Jodo Yatra. The message that is going out in the Congress is Mr. Rahul Gandhi walking 22 kilometers a day for about 10 to 11 hours a day with only about 4 to 5 hours of rest at night. That's the message. This is the message of endurance. This is the message of the tremendous public response that the Bharat Jodo has received, Yatra has received in Tamil Nadu and Kerala so far. As far as I'm concerned, what's happening in Goa, what's happening in Rajasthan, these are hiccups that are inevitable as part of democratic politics. So what counts, the main narrative, the only narrative of the Congress today is the Bharat Jodo Yatra.
But is the hiccup that you talk about in Rajasthan, and that's a fairly, that's really downplaying what's happened, is that not having an impact on the Yatra?
We could have done without what happened in Rajasthan, but it has made no impact whatsoever on the momentum of the Bharat Jodo Yatra. We continue to do 22 kilometers a day. We continue to have enthusiastic crowds, people of supporters, of critics, of fence-sitters. We continue to evoke a widespread interest in the media, print, electronic and social media. Of course, we also have headlines of the type that, which engage you, happenings in Rajasthan and Goa and so on. But as I said, the main narrative, the dominant narrative is that of the Bharat Jodo Yatra.
Where does this leave Sachin Pilot?
Well, I met Mr. Sachin Pilot when he came for the Bharat Jodo Yatra. I also met Mr. Ashok Gehlot. Both of them walked with Mr. Rahul Gandhi. And they were equally immersed in the Bharat Jodo Yatra. So I, frankly, as far as I am concerned, I've been here as part of the Yatra for the last many days. And I am focused now. We are now entering Karnataka tomorrow. And we are preparing ourselves for the dirty tricks department of the BJP. They will do everything to subvert it, to sabotage it, to damage it, much more than they have been doing so far, because this will be a BJP state government. So we are focused on taking the Bharat Jodo Yatra forward and its main messages. The message of rising economic inequality, the message of increasing social polarization, and the message of political over-centralization, which are the three legacies of Mr. Modi, his mindset and his policies.
Mr. Ramesh, do you feel let down, though, by what Mr. Gehlot has done, considering the fact that you've known him for so many years, you've worked with him for so long? He's been seen to be a party complete insider until now.
Well, as I said, these are democratic politics. These are Congress party elections have been announced. We are the only political party to have a system for elections. We are the only political party to have an independent election authority. If there are two candidates, there'll be an election on the 17th of October. I think the real story as far as the Congress president's election is concerned is the story that the Congress party is the only party to have a system for electing its president. Although, speaking for myself, in 137 years of our history, we've had elections only in four years, yeah. 1937, 1950, 1997 and the year 2000. And I'm also a great believer in the Kamraj model of consensus. But, consensus is always not possible. And we may end up having two candidates by tomorrow evening for the election. So we welcome it. Every congressman, every congresswoman who gets the support of 10 PCC delegates is entitled to contest. The contest is welcomed. There's an independent authority that will monitor the elections. Every PCC delegate is getting a QR-coded, barcoded voter ID card. It's like an Aadhaar card. So the election process is absolutely free, fair and transparent.
So there's no... So Mr. Gehlot, therefore, wasn't the nominated candidate of the Gandhis. He's been widely reported to be that. He's not contesting now. Is there an official candidate now? Somebody the Gandhis endorse? Digvijay Singh, for example?
Whoever gets the majority of the 9,000 delegates, PCC delegates in the Electoral College will be the Congress president. It's a democratic choice. But as far as I am concerned right now, my entire energy and the energy of the entire Congress Party organization, I dare say, is to make this unprecedented Bharat Jodo Yatra a huge success. It's been a resounding success so far, and it will herald the transformation of the Congress Party, and it will see the emergence of the real Mr. Rahul Gandhi.
All right, the emergence of the real Rahul Gandhi. Let's see how soon that happens. Thank you very much, Mr. Ramesh, for being with us. We're out of time on Left, Right and Center from all of us here.